with you. I just listen to what our trainer says. When he gives me the information, when he tells me, he gives me the green light, that's when he's playing. And to this point, we haven't had that, and since he's gone down with the injury. And so we'll see where it goes. Obviously, he's a really good player, and so he's a good player for us. So, but, you know, all the while, somebody else has to step up and fill in for both Keon in this case and if Amari can't go.
The Bills already know they're going to be without Keon Coleman for at least this week. Sounds like it could be even longer than that, but less than 4 weeks. They do have a bye coming up here 2 weeks from Sunday after they play Kansas City. They'll be off, and then they come back and play on a Sunday night at home against San Francisco. Maybe that's a realistic target for Keon Coleman. Amari Cooper, questionable game time decision, maybe is where we're tracking there. If not, like, you know, one of those 5 a.m. Adam Schefter tweets that'll be like, you know, you find out that he's, you know, probably not going to play. Either way, we'll find out more once we get to the weekend. On the line right now is the host of BetQL Daily and Odyssey Sports, BetQL Insider, Sam Paniatovich. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to BetQL Daily, their podcast. For more analysis, just search BetQL Daily wherever you find your podcasts. Sam, Nate, Sam.
Howdy.
Hey, Sam. What's going on, man?
How are we doing, bud?
I can feel the anxiety and the nervousness from 500 miles away on this Bills game. I can feel it through the phone.
Really? I've actually, if you could see Bulldog right now, one of the more calm presence I've seen. And I've known him for almost 10 years.
Well,
he's very calm.
Yeah. Well, my wife is probably secretly sedating me. Joe told us yesterday, Sam, that you had a strong feeling on this game. He said he wouldn't go near it. So what is your strong take, and is it going to make me more full of anxiety? Because you're right. I'm a little, you know, I don't like trap game talk and stuff, but I don't know. This feels just a little trappy to me.
Well, first off, I love to find out on a Friday that your wife puts the red pills in the applesauce. That's mm-hmm. amazing. I love finding that out about you. We learn a little bit about each other every week.
That's what we're here for.
I like the under in the game, actually, and I bet under 47 yesterday. That's gone. So I hate to pass post on your program. I see a lower and slower game. I think the Colts' appetite is a little too much, and it's ironic because last week, me, you, and Mike were talking about, this line is fishy on the Buffalo side, right? Mm-hmm. Buffalo was a 6-point favorite against Miami, and the three of us collectively said, that's a freaking trap. And it was. You needed a 61-yarder to win that game. This week, I don't want to play the zigzag card, but Indianapolis is the trendy dog. Everywhere I look, it's, the Colts catching points, Colts catching points, Colts can run the ball. I don't know. I'm not going to get involved with the side. I think you guys are a cheap 3.5. I would need more points with the Colts, but I like the under, which did get blown off the 47 yesterday. So not the pass post, but I just did. I like the under.
Well, that makes sense because, you know, the Colts – I don't know. The Bills are expert at taking away the downfield stuff. I think we know that that's Flacco's stock and trade. I might be interested if I put a parlay together for this game in looking at interceptions for Flacco, because I think the Bills could get him a couple of times if he's trying to push it down the field, because they play that too high deal and they'll just be sitting on stuff like that, I would think. But yeah, I think what's on everybody's mind here, Sam, is Jonathan Taylor. And yeah, it was 3 years ago now, but I mean, he ran all over the Bills in a meeting here in Buffalo in the 21 season, and nobody's forgotten that. And the Bills basically play a kind of defense that begs you to run it. And they're more worried about you beating them over the top, and it has served them well, but this might be a tough matchup with that in mind.
I can't believe Jonathan Taylor's only 25. I said 35. He's only 25. I feel like he's been in the league longer than that. That just blew my mind. I thought he was at least 28, 29. Look, I think it's going to be interesting to see how Bobby Babbitt decides to handle Flacco, because the Vikings brought hell. They threw everything at Flacco. And the Colts' offensive line is good. I don't think it's great anymore. Last year they were a top three offensive line in terms of Pro Football Focus and all the analytics and the metrics and all that. Minnesota got right through that crap. So I think if you can bring the pressure, obviously it's a chess game, as we know, and I never played football, but I've watched 5,000 football games in my life. If you can get to Joe Flacco, that's the key. And right. Minnesota did that extremely well. Curious to know what you guys think Babbage is going to do. I would just make Flacco uncomfortable.
It would really be a trend breaker, which maybe is all the more reason to do it, if they did bring a lot of heat. They're one of the least blitz-prone teams in the league, the Bills. They like to just try to get home with four and just try to confuse you with coverage. So it'd be a real tendency breaker if they brought extra like five or six rushers on occasion, because it very rarely happens.
Well, if you give Flacco time, he has proven over the years, and you guys saw this a lot when he was in Baltimore, he can pick you apart. He can dink and dunk you down the field. Minnesota said, we are not going to allow that to happen, and they shut it down. But I do, you know, back to the handicap, I think it's a game where Indianapolis is going to try and run the ball, try and keep Josh Allen off the field. This number on the look-ahead total-wise was 48, and when they reopened it, they opened it 48, so it didn't really budge. We've seen a lot of sharp money the last couple of days on the under. Under 48, under 47, MGM 46.5 right now, and it's hard for me to sit here and say, well, I loved it at 47 and I don't love it at 46.5. But as you guys know, that 47 is a big number. You know, 27-20 is a very common landing score. You know, it's an important number for totals.
Sam, let me ask you about the about the running game specifically for Indianapolis. Obviously, Jonathan Taylor, very good running back. Like, how much do we, when I'm looking at a game like this, how much do you, like, allow bias from a previous, like, the previous performance to control your thought process on a matchup like this? Because, obviously, Jonathan Taylor in their previous matchup a couple of years ago went off. Last week is maybe what I'm thinking of is the Miami Dolphins really ran the football all over this Bills defense. But the week before that in Seattle, I think Kenneth Walker is one of the best running backs in football.
Couldn't get anywhere. Completely
shut him down. Like, how do you parse out a back-to-back performances that are so dramatically different to try to project what this defense will do against another good running attack?
I think you have to look at the aggregate. I can never look at one football game and think that what happened in that game is absolute. I actually, if you take all the games that the Bills have played this year, I use this website. If anybody wants to check it out, it's great. It's free. I use it every day. It's called Sumer Sports, SUMERSports.com. And they have every game. So they take every game that every team has played, and they put it through the grinder and spit out stats. The Buffalo Bills, believe it or not, are a top 10 team in the NFL against the run.
I know.
That might not sound real, but it is. It is statistically and metrically driven. So the top three teams against the run, Minnesota, Pittsburgh, L.A. Chargers. That adds up, right? We all know that. Mm-hmm. They're all good against the run. Bills are 9. So while they may have had some games where they're not good against the run, and I think the obvious one that comes to mind is when they played Baltimore, Derrick Henry went down their eye hole the whole game, it's going to happen. It's going to happen against good teams and good running attacks. I think this running defense is actually underrated. And then if you want to play it the other way, the Colts running offense against all their opponents so far, the Colts running offense is 21st in the league. So I think we are trying to avoid the narrative that the Colts are a really good running team and the Bills are really not a good running defense when the numbers and the metrics tell us the opposite.
Right. Excellent. Sam Paniadovich on the Wester Hotline with us, one of the co-hosts of the BetQL Daily show that you can hear on the Bet 1520 every weekday. All right, enough on the Bills and the Colts, because I want to save some time here to pick your brain on the college football playoff stuff. But anything else in the NFL this week that you're really high or low on?
Yeah, I'm betting against the Rams. I didn't do it last week. I stayed away. But Monday night with Tua back under center, that offense is just so much better. And I think they're going to really carve up this overrated Rams defense. So I took a 1.5 with Miami. And then the Bears, all the Bears do is beat the teams, Bulldog. They've done it all year. The Titans, the Jags, the Panthers, they can beat bad teams. They can't play against good teams and win.
Mm-hmm.
But New England is horrible. You guys have seen it. I mean, bottom three offense, bottom three defense. It's a big number for the Bears. I understand it, but I think it should be bigger. So I did lay some 6 with Chicago.
What are your thoughts on this early look at the 12-team college football playoff? And how much does having the 12 teams affect how people are handling, you know, the futures here, like the playoff itself and the national championship?
So I can tell you we've heard about a couple pops from some sharp players, because we have bookmakers from Vegas on our show all the time. And there are two teams that the wise guys have bet this week. And it's ironic because these teams are basically on the edge of the board. They could either jump into the pool or never make the pool. Alabama and Ole Miss. Those are the two bets that wise guys are betting at good numbers. So Alabama, you can find as high as 18-1. Ole Miss is as high as 35-1. The irony is, if either of them lose, they're probably out. You know,
right.
But if Alabama wins, if Ole Miss wins, those odds get maybe not cut in half in terms of Alabama, but Ole Miss goes from 35-1 to 15-1 if they beat Georgia at home, which they very well could. They're a 2.5-point dog. That's what you're seeing right now in terms of the betting market. You know, wise guys don't care about the bracket. They don't care about the rankings. They are trying to finagle their way in with a team that could get in and get hot. And the two common teams from wise guys are both in the SEC. Yeah, they haven't been that great to date, but there is this rising belief that if Alabama or Ole Miss or both get in, they are dangerous. So that's what I've heard this week. And I do have – I had lines made for you on the four first-round games, if you'd like.
Oh,
how about that?
Right. Lovely. Yeah, let's have it.
So these are all home games, obviously. Ohio State would be 18.5 on Boise State.
Okay.
Tennessee would be 8 on Indiana. Texas would be 4.5 on Bama. And Penn State 3.5-4 on Notre Dame. Those are the lines according to a very, very good odds maker from Las Vegas. That's a big number on Ohio State. It might not be big enough, Bulldog.
Yeah, no, I get that. Right. I mean, we've got the classic, you know, I mean, Boise State's been around on the national scene, but it's still hard to take them as a powerhouse on the level of like an Ohio State. So, like, yeah, I totally get that. How big a deal for the markets is a team like Notre Dame that has such a passionate national following?
Oh, they bet them no matter what. They bet them if they're good. They bet them if they're bad. That is basically the Yankees of college football.
Whoa, Sam.
What did I say that was incorrect?
Whoa. Man, first of all, the question felt oddly personal because Bulldog didn't even make eye contact with me when he said it. So I knew he was trying to get a rise out of me. But the Yankees comment, I resent that. I just want you to know.
Well, in terms of popularity and the fans being stupid and all, you know.
And the lack of winning, right? You know, all that money.
Did you go to Notre Dame?
That is like what literally every fan who's or every other person is asked, why are you Notre Dame? Did you go to Notre Dame? No, I didn't go to Notre Dame.
No, his name, last name's Geary.
Yeah. I'm just Irish.
Yeah. That's it, yeah. He's one of them.
Shamrock, you have a shamrock tattoo on your ribcage then.
Right. It's a tramp stamp, actually, yeah.
That's it. All right. Hey, Sam, anything else we need to know here?
Yeah, I think this Texas team is in a really good spot. So the quarterback Lagway at Florida, he had a really bad hammy injury over the weekend. The coach said he might play. If he plays with a bad hammy against Texas, they are insanely stupid. Texas might win 38-7. That's a big number, but whew. Tough spot for Florida to go into Austin tomorrow, Bulldog.
Love it. Our regular producer, Zach Jones, is a big Texas fan, and he is actually on his way to Austin right now. He's got the weekend off and won't be back till Monday to go watch his Longhorns, I think, for the first time in person.
Yes.
So that's awesome for him. All right, Sam. Yeah. Great deal. We'll look forward to next Friday. Have a good weekend, and good luck to you.
You got it. Good luck, everybody.
All right. That was the host of BetQL Daily and Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider, Sam Paniatovich. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. All right. Hey, some of the advanced metrics tell you the Bills' run defense isn't bad. Also tells you the Colts' run game isn't that good. What do you think? Are you just having nightmares about Jonathan Taylor from the 21 season still, or are you doing all right here? Football Friday here on WGR, brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, start your day the Crosby's way. Nate Geary's in for Mike Schoep. I am the Bulldog, and you're listening to WGR.